for continental purling, hold the yarn however you do for the knit stitch. I'm coming up into it with the pinky, wrapping it once around, then putting my index finger under. Be careful with this first stitch. As you pull up the yarn, you'll see it's pulling up the stitch from the row below. And that may look like two stitches that you have to purl, but you don't want that. Bring the yarn down and see there's only one stitch on the needle. That's the one you'll purl. So to purl, insert the right needle down into the stitch. Let the working yarn go over it. And then push the working yarn down with your middle finger so that it can be easily grabbed. Notice the angle of my needles. This needle is pointing downward. And pull it through to the back and then off the left needle. So down with the working yarn over it. Push the working yarn. Pull it through. Then off the left needle. So down into the stitch and under the working yarn, push, pull through, and off the needle. Notice when I pull this yarn through, I'm pushing the needle all the way into the stitch to get the yarn around the full diameter of the needle. You don't want to just do it here or you'll have a tight stitch. So down into the front loop, push to grab it, pull through, and off. Also notice that the working yarn is in the front of this left needle as we do the purl stitch. If you were to switch to the knit stitch, you'd have to just easily bring it to the back to do a knit stitch. Up into the stitch, over and through, off. That was the knit stitch. Now to go back to a purl stitch, you want the working yarn in the front again. Down, push, pull through, and off. That's the purl stitch.